This is Karen Lyle with SailSport Talk and a Sailing Science Spotlight. It's easy to see how a boat sails downwind. The wind pushes on a sail that's kept almost flat, and the boat zips along with the wind behind it. But how does a boat sail into the wind? The secret is air pressure. When a sail is angled into the wind, it curves. Some of the air streams along the inside of the sail, called the windward side, and some of the air streams along the curved outside of the sail, called the leeward side. The air traveling along the leeward side, remember that is the outside of the sail, has a longer way to go than the air on the windward side, the inside of the sail. So the wind on the leeward side has to go faster than the air on the windward side, and the air gets thinned out because it's going faster. When the air gets thinned out like that, the air pressure is higher on the inside, and that makes it a force that pushes the boat a little bit forward, but mostly sideways. If that were the whole story, a sailboat would keep slipping sideways and never get anywhere. But boats have rudders and either a keel or centerboard which extends straight down underneath the boat, and this makes it resist the slipping sideways. The result is that a boat is given a thrust by the wind that is more forward than sideways, kind of like when you push down on a watermelon seed and it shoots forward across the table. You can figure out how a sail works by putting your hand outside the window of a moving car. When you hold your palm open and flat to the wind, your hand will be forced back. This is how a sailboat moves forward when the wind is directly behind the boat and the sail is fully let out. Now, turn the side of your hand toward the front of the car and cup your fingers. As you try out different angles of approach to the wind, you will feel more or less pressure on the palm and back of your hand. That's how changes in the fullness of a sail can change the degree of forward motion created. But you can't sail directly into the wind. That is called the no-go zone, because you don't go anywhere. The sail works best on your typical sailboat when it is at an angle of 45 degrees or so. This is Karen Lyle with SailSport Talk, and this has been a Sailing Science Spotlight, giving a shout-out to the Physics Department of the University of California at Berkeley.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. And it is Tuesday in our first hour, and we always like to catch up co-hosting the segment with me from SailSportTalk.com is Karen Lyle. Karen, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, preparing for a four-day trip with my dad on his boat up in Delta.
Wow, that sounds like some fun stuff. All right, let's bring on our guests, not a stranger to the show. It's our friend Winston Bumpus, Staff Commodore of the Pacific Interclub Yacht Association and the President of the Recreational Boaters of California. Winston, welcome back to the show. The Lipton Cup is going to be coming up. It's famous worldwide in sailing. It is named after the Tea Baron. Tell us a little bit more about what's going on with the Lipton Cup, please.
Well, Rick, it's great to be back with you, and good morning, Karen. We're pretty excited. Last year was kind of a bummer for a lot of people. Things were closed down, and we'd started a new format with the Lipton Cup in 2018 here, particularly in the Bay Area, and which is 10 clubs provide teams for 3 days of racing, and the boats are one design, so which means that they're actually sailing J-22s, which are great boats for the bay, four-person boat, and they each boat is made up of a team from a different club. So it's really trying to find the best sailors, not the best boat, because sometimes the best boat wins, but the best sailors in the Bay Area, and this is really what Sir Thomas had in mind when he put these Lipton Cups together. He really wanted to introduce a competition in all the sailing hubs around the country and around the world to really find the best sailors competing head-to-head in competition. So this is a unique format, and there's a lot of fun parts to it.
Winston, I've certainly sailed on a J-24, but I've never sailed on a J-22. How is that different?
It's a little smaller, of course, but it is, it's kind of in the same league. We can fly them spinnaker, non-spinnaker, they're just a great, great racing boat. The thing that we're doing with this, which is kind of makes it fun, is that we kind of mix it up each day. One day we have a requirement for the helmsman needs to be 65 years of age or older. And so that's, the clubs have to find, and sometimes those are just awesome sailors. And one of the days, there has to be a female at the helm. Now, that doesn't mean an all-female crew, but we've had all-female crews. And so it just, mixes it up and provides a little more interest to it and make sure that we really see who the best sailors are, and sometimes the best sailor is a woman.
Now, this cup is very resilient, being that it kind of didn't exist for four decades, and then when it came back in the St. Francis Yacht Club, they had a fire, and the thing melted right around the bicentennial. Can you talk about those two things that happened?
Oh my goodness, yes. So, I'm not sure. Before my time, why it was, hidden away and found at the Olympic Club. But interesting story about the fire. Many people may know Jim DeWitt. He's a famous sailor and artist. He does some wonderful sailing art here in the Bay Area. He's in his 90s now, and he told the story that he normally sailed for the San Francisco Yacht Club, but that year in 1976, San Francisco Yacht Club already had somebody sailing for him, and so he sailed for the St. Francis Yacht Club, and he won. And so the trophy goes to the winning club, and they get to hold it for a year. So Jim likes to say it's all his fault that it got burnt down, him sailing such a great race in 1976. But a new one's been made, and we call it the Big Lipton, because it's actually, there's about seven trophies. One is that Lipton one, but with his, there's two trophies, the first and second for each day, and then the seventh one is the overall. That's the Big Lipton and the replica that they've made.
Well, Winston, I know DeWitt, and I didn't know that story. Oh,
yeah,
what a burn. What a burn. Because, there's always that little bit of rivalry, or should I say a lot of rivalry between the San Francisco Yacht Club and the St. Francis Yacht Club, because St. Francis was born out of the San Francisco Yacht Club and a disagreement they had about where they were going to put their new club. So, ouch.
Yeah, exactly. So, it's... the thing that's fun about this new format, so each day is, four people in the boat, so we can have as many as 12 people, a new crew every day from each club. So it could be involve 120 sailors racing in this, 12 from each of the 10 clubs. It starts out at the St. Francis. We do races around the bay, end up at the South Beach Yacht Club on the other end of the San Francisco Peninsula. There's, festivities and awards and things that happen there on the Friday night. Then on Saturday, they'll be doing using judging as a format, which is a different racing format, where they actually have judges on the field, just like in football. They have referees. And so normally, if you don't have that, then they have protests, and it takes time, and everybody talks after. This way, everything's left out on the water. What's ever decided by the judges is done. And we have a fun time sailing out of Ensenal Yacht Club, who is the other host. So South Beach Yacht Club and Ensenal are co-hosts this year with sponsorship from St. Francis Yacht Club and, of course, the Pacific Interclub Yacht Association.
A couple more questions for Winston Bumpus. Sir Thomas Lipton, it's funny, you think about the clipper ships, the T-ships that, created such great innovations in speed for sailing ships, but Sir Thomas Lipton, he came to San Francisco Bay before World War I and did a race out here, right?
Yeah, and I think it was as early as 1912 he came here, and then again for the Pacific International Exposition in 1915. And then there was a series of races that happened, you know, after that in the late teens, early 20s. He loved the race, and you know, of course, I think that's born out of his business. His business was, transporting tea around the world, and good sailors were important to the success of his business. So I think there was, it was a, hand in glove kind of relationship with sailing, the racing of the good sailors, and what he was doing. It's kind of funny to note we have a big stand-up cutout, wooden cutout, of with Sir Thomas on it. We call him Tommy, and we drag him to each one of the events for the 3 days, and people just love to get their picture taken with Sir Thomas Lipton. So it's part of the the nonsense that we do. But if I have it in my car, I'm able to ride in the HOV lane with him, so that helps.
Well, that's not unknown to sports, you know. tell me, Winston, what are you doing about the parties? Because usually there are people coming from all these different yacht clubs in a race, and the party afterwards is the thing. But now we've got COVID. You're doing the race, but how are you handling the after party?
Well, we're right now we're meeting every week. Lots of people, lots of moving parts with the parties and everything. We are just, we're the beauty of this is that we're, this is going to be the 18th, 19th, and 20th of June, and we're expecting restrictions to be really opened up by June 15th here in California. So we're going to have to play it by ear and may have to do things. The weather's here nice in California. Some of the things may have to be done outside on the deck. But we may be able to, via the various counties, be able to, have somewhat normal engagement. But we'll see how that goes.
Now, this is not just domestically. There's Australia, New Zealand, Singapore as well. And then, of course, you've got Gulf of Mexico, East Coast, West Coast. Is this the kind of thing where it's sort of regional races and regional awards? Or is this something where you take the entire leaderboard of the world? How does it work?
No, we don't. It's usually each one is run, different. They've got the cups and they become the authority of the races. They're all different formats. So it'd be an interesting thought to have some sort of, worldwide Lipton competition, but I don't think it's ever been done. I think, most of these are run as independent, and, I've seen the trophies in yacht clubs and Southern California. People are pretty proud of their Lipton Cup, and like I said, they're all kinds of formats and run by regional. But yes, they're all around the world.
Well, maybe we can discover another Lipton Cup somewhere, and that can be the world trophy, right?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, well, for more information, you can go to LiptonCupSF.com, and do you have to belong? I guess you would have to belong to the yacht club, but how do people watch it? Can they get close? Can they sail alongside?
Sure. The races will be out there on the San Francisco Bay both Friday and Sunday, and in the Oakland Estuary off of Ensenal Yacht Club on Saturday. People can do that for sure. All the boats have the names of the yacht clubs and big letters on the sails, so you can cheer for your favorite club. And as far as the events, if you're a member of a club or a guest of somebody, you can come down to the clubs and see it there, so the after parties. So it should be a fun weekend for Father's Day weekend.
Yeah, hopefully the state will be opened up on June 15th and everything can go smoothly. We've been speaking with Winston Bumpus, Staff Commodore of Pacific Interclub Yacht Association and President of the Recreational Boaters of California. Thanks for your time, Winston.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Winston, so fun to have you on the show.
Thanks, Karen.
And Karen, we'll catch up with you next week, kid.
Sounds great. I'm going to be boating.
All right. have a great trip up into the sloughs. I'm Rick Tuttle. We'll take a quick break and we'll come on back on Sports Byline.